do I start now?
Whenever you feel like
you say welcome back, I always say it.
I know, so they need to hear your voice. Okay.
Welcome back to another episode of the For the Healthy Hoes podcast. I'm your host, Ree.
Sunset Tim. What did you look at me like that for?
Because I always get stuck after that part. We need a pre-recorded intro.
We do.
But
well, we're going to get one.
How are you feeling today? How are you feeling
I
in this
feel
moment?
Good. Today is one of my better days. I feel very good. How about you?
I'm feeling really good today. Last week was, it was a week. And today is the first day where I'm like back on my routine, doing all the things that is good for my soul, my being. So I would say today is pretty good. But
I like that in.
You like that in me?
I like that in.
Something that's been on my mind lately is, well, we didn't even ask, we rude. We didn't even ask them how they was doing.
How y'all doing today?
How are y'all? Let us know. We hope that, what do you always say? You beautiful.
I hope you beautiful, hardworking fellas and ladies are doing well out here in this world.
You gotta say ladies first.
Ladies do go first.
But something that's really been on my mind lately is letting go.
Yeah.
Letting go. I think one of the best things that you can do for yourself is let go. Mm-hmm. Because everything is temporary.
Yes.
The good, the bad, the happy, the
everything
sad.
Everything shall pass.
Everything is temporary. And when you detach yourself from, you know, your past experiences, future outcomes, people, things,
goals,
titles, routines, goals, you do, like, you're doing so much good for yourself,
it's
for
like
your
a sense
being.
Of freedom. It's like heavy chains just kind of lifted off and you kind of be free into who you are. You know what I mean? I think title chasing ain't something we necessarily think about, but it's definitely something that everybody kind of does. Like,
yeah,
I've done it, like, to be a, how do I put it, like a full-time artist, a paid artist, like just trying, or in my field, people always say a real rapper.
Yeah.
You know, you're a real rapper when you have a Maybach and all the chains and all that. You're a real rapper then, you know.
Yeah.
But really just detaching away from that, like, really does free up my mind to create and free up my soul to just be me, you know what I mean?
Definitely.
And just have fun with it.
Yeah. And when I say detach, I don't mean like, I do mean, but I don't really mean like not really caring about it.
Yeah.
But I just mean like not being so worried about it. It's like a level. I know like me being attached to certain things has really increased my anxiety.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about specifically in three different areas of life that we can, you know, let go of and detach. The first thing is letting go of an identity. Like
titles.
Detaching yourself from an identity, a title, a label.
Anything that kind of like puts you into a category, you know what I mean, of people or skill or whatever it might be. Just detaching yourself from the title.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Is a heavy thing. Letting go of the, like you said, just letting go of that title can do so much for you. You know what I'm saying? With me, like I said, just referencing back to myself being a rapper, just like that's like I said, like being a rapper. Does that mean I can't produce now? Since I say I am just a rapper, you know what I mean? I can't produce beats. I can't make this. I can't shoot my videos since I'm just a rapper. You know what I mean?
It's limiting.
It's limiting. If I just say I'm just a rapper, or if I just run with that, you know, I rap. I shoot videos, I do everything, you know what I'm saying? Because you can be freer without a title.
Yeah.
And chasing titles just puts such a burden on you, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Just such a heavy goal.
Agreed.
When you chase that.
And I think, too, like, a lot of times when we are so attached to labels, sometimes we can let that determine our worth.
Yes.
We are not a label. We're more than a label. We're more than a title. We're more than a goal. Like, we are worth so much by just existing. You know what I mean? And y'all know I stay in my reading bag. I finished Atomic Habits a few months ago, but something that he really, like, said in that book, I went this morning before we started the podcast, I was like, I need to find this because I want to read this to y'all. I'm about to read it. Let me pick the book up. It's just like a little snippet. So he says, the tighter we cling to an identity, the harder it becomes to grow beyond it. What else he said? He said, keep your identity small. The more you let a single belief define you, the less capable you are of adapting when life challenges you.
Absolutely. That is fire. Like,
then when you cling too tightly to one identity, you become brittle. Lose the one thing and you lose yourself.
See what I mean?
That book was so good. But yes, I like when you, like you said, when you're attached so tightly to an identity, you know what I mean? And it go back to when I was just saying that everything changes all the time. Like nothing, everything is temporary. Nothing is permanent. And when, like he said, if you cling to something so tightly, how are you going to grow beyond it? You hurting yourself. Yes, like you're standing in the way of your own growth.
Yes, growth. Like you said, I like how you said you're standing in the way of your own growth because you can't expand and you can't experience other things. You can't add things to the portfolio, what you have, and build on the things, you know, and find out things about yourself that are beyond that label.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Nothing is stable or stagnant. Everything kind of changes, you know.
Definitely.
You could imagine like if I'm always bringing parables and shit up. It's not sports this time though, guys. It's not sports.
My God.
Like Carnival cruises, like they suffered during the pandemic in the beginning. They were like nobody could go anywhere. They suffered. Right. So let's say you was a manager, like, and they had a very high position with them, a manager there.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, you was out of luck for like 2-3 years. And if you were attached to that title of manager, can you go somewhere else and be a good soldier when you're not a manager?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm about to use a sports.
Not you, yes, going to sports.
Yes. Because I heard you say it all the time, yeah, when you're watching basketball. You be like, oh, he's a role player. Or yes, or for, actually, let me go back a little even further. When you talk about when some of these basketball players in high school, they played as a certain position, player, like, yeah, a point guard.
Yeah.
Point guard is pretty popular, right?
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, go ahead. I'm going to add on to this.
Yeah, yeah, so they like the star player or the point guard, but when they make it to college or the NBA, so it's a completely different game, yes, and they're needing to play a different role, a different position, and they're unable to do that because they were so attached to that particular position, to that particular, yes, identity.
Seen it happen so many times. And then also, like, going back to that too, like, you imagine being the best, like, high school basketball player in your little city. Well, hell, there's 1,000 cities in America. I mean, it's a lot of guys who just like you, and they go to college, you know what I mean? Every guy on that team in college was the star in high school.
Yeah.
But when you get here, can you adapt and accept a new role? And it's just like that in the NBA. You know, there's a lot of dudes were stars in college, but when they got to the league, they weren't stars anymore. You know, you was more of a role player guy. But if you can't let go of that image of you as the star player all the time, you gonna fumble, you know, what could be a beautiful bag, a beautiful career.
Yeah.
If you so attached to that, you know what I mean?
Yes, I agree with that. I feel like a lot of us are hurting ourselves because we are so attached to an identity.
Yes.
To a specific title, a specific label, and we're not able to grow beyond it, like James said in the book. Like, it's hurting us. Like, so let's just let go
of it. You damage your potential so bad.
Yes. So yeah, I've been really focusing on letting go and just being, you know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. Just being. And like I said, detaching from the title, the label, whatever it is, and falling more in love with the routine, with the hard work, that part of it. You know what I mean? One thing from your book. And maybe from that book, I don't know
it's
where you heard it from.
From a book, I know it. Go ahead and say it.
Whatever, nigga. Whatever. But one of the things is like not when, but how many.
Yeah. He said not how long.
Yeah, not how long, but how many.
You boy, my mind was blown.
That is so great. You know, you detaching yourself and then falling in love with the routine, falling in love. You ain't got to worry about a dream body. If you fall in love with the gym, something's going to happen to that body.
Absolutely.
Something's going to happen. Something good will happen if you fall in love with the gym. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You fall in love with eating healthy, something good will follow that.
Yeah.
But it's the routine behind it that gets you going.
But, and y'all know we talk about routines a lot because, like, we love routines. But it's important to detach yourself from your routine.
Yes.
Detach, let go of it. like, and I hope I'm making as much sense as I possibly can.
Trying to, because I know we just told you to get on one.
Yeah.
And then detach it, but we're gonna break it down a little further for you.
Yeah, definitely. So, of course, we all know that routines are the epitome of, like, a great mental health and just greatness in general. Like, but don't get so
manic
about the routine. Like, when something goes wrong and you don't do that particular thing, and it really affects you in a negative way. I was watching Hitomi yesterday, and she said, falling out of my routine is a part of my routine. Yeah, I was just like, whoa.
You,
like,
blew your mind. You ran up the stairs.
I know. I had to run up. I was like, babe, she just said this. I'm like, yeah, because it makes falling off of my routine is a part of the routine, because it's just, the thing about it, it's life. Things are going to happen. Things are going to happen to where you fall off your routine sometimes. And I remember it was a point where I literally remember crying because I was like, I didn't wake up early and I didn't go to the gym today. This was like, 6 months ago? You know, granted, I had a lot of other life things going on at that time. But I was so attached to my routine that when I was off of it a little bit, it made me spiral. Like, you know what I mean? It really affected my mental health in a negative way. And when you are that attached to a routine, that's not good.
Not good at all. So I'm trying to do the exact same thing. I'm more trying to fall in love with the out of process. Is one thing I read.
What do you mean by
like
that?
Like, when you see hotel reviews, they be like 4 out of 5.
Okay.
So in the 7, let's say something, I want to work out 5 times a week. If I hit 4 out of 5, perfectly fine. You know what I'm saying? I'm falling more in love with that. Falling in love with, like, hitting the things on my routine more than just sticking to them as they are in, like, a numeral order. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I like to wake up every day. If I have it perfectly, I wake up every day, get up. As soon as I roll out of bed, I pray to the creator, the universe, and then pray to my ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
Right after that, I would like to make my bed up and then go right to the bathroom and do my hygiene, you know. But there are mornings where it gets tricky, you know what I'm saying? But I still get everything done, but it's just not in that order. So I'm trying to fall in love more, like I said, getting those things done and not the order of it all.
Exactly.
I feel like it's easier on my mind.
Definitely, definitely. I love easier on my mind, yes.
Ease on my mind, baby. Like I said, you know, ease the mind, because life happens, and it happens to everybody, and it happens fast, and you can't control everything.
Definitely. There's so many things we can't control, which is our next point. Letting go of what you cannot control.
Yes, we all spend so much time and give ourselves so much anxiety thinking what this person should be doing or shouldn't be doing, or what you need to happen, which is another party's responsibility, and it's just, you can really send yourself down a bad path.
Definitely.
Stressing about what you can't control.
A lot of my anxiety comes from trying to control things.
Yes.
And I noticed that when I let go and surrender to the universe and understand that, you know, what's going to happen for me is for me. It's like, like you said, it eases my mind. I feel so free. Like, I feel like a weight is lifted off my shoulder. And another thing, like, we love this song. And I love this part in the song. When I said, you're going to know, I was trying to work it out, but somehow it always, what do you say? Mom was trying to work it out, but somehow it always falls
my
through.
But yes, like, it's just so, it's such nerve wracking. It builds so much worry. But you can really stress yourself out 2 times, you know, worrying about if it's gonna happen and then when it happens.
Because when it happens,
just gonna be stressed. Like, just if it does go bad, stress 1 time. Don't stress until it happens and then get in a deeper stress, bro.
Right. And back to what Brent said, it's just like so much we try to control and try to work out and like dissect. You know what I mean? Like, we literally be trying to come up with math equations for shit to happen exactly how we wanted to happen. Yes, like, and but somehow the universe always had my back. It always worked out.
It never, like, we've all heard the saying, if you want to see God laugh, make plans. Like,
yes.
You know what I'm saying? That is a truth statement. Like, you can have a plan. Just don't be attached to how it's going to look, because it's not very going to look that way.
Ever.
I had a vision of having a family and 2 kids. I did not tell, I didn't say God make it before 26, like,
right?
But shit, it happened though.
Yeah, it
kind of happened. But it's so beautiful, the path I'm on, and they have done so much for my life. But that's what I mean. Like, you can't, you can have a outline of how you want your life to look, but right, let it be very broad and give a lot of space.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Give a lot of space.
Or, but at the same time though, because this is the part of manifestation that people often get wrong, is the letting go.
Yeah.
Right? Because I think that, of course, we're not talking about manifesting, and sometimes when we talk about spirituality and mental health, like, sometimes things can contradict one another. Because I don't know, like, that just happens. But when you are talking about manifestation and creating life that you want, it's important to be very specific.
Yeah,
but
I get that.
But it's also important to let go of the outcome. That's the part I was saying that people get wrong, because it's basically like micromanaging the universe.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if somebody tell you they, well, I feel like most of us, if somebody tell us they gonna do something, most likely we're not micromanaging. You know, we don't want to be annoying. We don't want to get on their nerves. We don't want to, hey, did you do this yet? Hey, did you, like, don't do that to the universe either. You really just have to trust and let go. That's a really important part of the process.
And I doubt that the universe gives two fucks if you say hurry up.
On me.
I doubt if I tell the universe, like, hey, I gotta have that million by tomorrow, or Big Meat gonna cut my head. Like, I doubt that.
Boy, fuck out of here.
Like, I doubt he gonna be like, bro, I can't, bro. My shit take time. Like, look at that tree outside, nigga. That motherfucker beautiful. But damn, it took me some time, bro.
Right.
You gotta give him time, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
But that's just is what it is. You have to be patient, too. Patience is another thing, ooh, you know, that should be added into
say
this.
Say it again.
Patience.
Patience.
Patience, baby. Patience gotta be added into this. Because when we're not patient, then we start to overcompensate, you know what I mean, and try to knock the time off by doing weird shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Doing too much, you know what I'm saying? Like, laying back. And I've done this so many times in my life, like, just not chilling out and just waiting till it come through. Doing too much. And the crazy part about doing too much, you always fucking break even. You don't get ahead like you thought you did. You usually just break even, bro. So be patient. It shall all come. You know what I'm saying? I was an ugly little boy, but I'm a fine man now because I got a beard and shit. You know what I'm saying? I got man makeup. It came, you know what I'm saying? But I wanted it, you know, react then, you know.
God took his time with you.
God took his precious time, baby.
But something, whenever I was growing up, I grew up in a Christian household. My grandma. And so,
shout,
like,
out,
shout out to Betty, the realest to ever do it.
Thanks.
But so I'm sort of familiar with, like, certain Bible verses, but there's one prayer called the Serenity Prayer.
Yeah, I think a lot of people know this one.
A lot of people, like,
I don't know it though.
I was gonna say, like, I'm familiar with the popular Bible phrases. Don't ask me nothing about it, because I don't know.
Yeah.
But the Serenity Prayer, it is...
Is it like, give me the strength to...
It's like...
Give me the strength to handle the things I can, and then the strength to let go. It's something like that. I ain't grow up in a...
It was on somebody wall. I think it's on your mama,
it's on my mama wall.
Yes, get your shit
fake
together.
Though. We ain't go to church. Like, we was one of them black families that we said we was Christians, but we was at church on Easter. And if somebody died, I went to a church, but that is not the same as going to church, though. But
yeah, I mean, I went to church. I was at church every Sunday. Yeah, but the thing about it, I mean, I'm gonna talk on it very briefly, but I'm still a healthy hoe. Period. Hey,
still a
hey.
Healthy hoe.
But no, I went to church, and I grew up a Christian, but I just really couldn't
attach to it as an adult.
Even as a kid, like, I just couldn't relate to it.
As a kid, sometimes it'd be spirituality, sometimes be over your head a little bit.
True,
you know what I mean? Just in general.
True. But as an adult, I just really couldn't relate to it. And the path that I'm on now, like, you know, spirituality, to me, it's really the same. It's the same concept.
Yeah.
But that's a whole other story for another day. But the prayer goes, God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference.
Yep, that is, there it is. That's on my mama's bathroom.
It is on Tony Bones' bathroom.
Yes, it is.
Angela Davis, she switched it up.
What'd she say?
She was like...
Angela Davis or Maya Angelou?
It's Angela Davis.
Oh, okay. But that is a very good one right there.
Let me tell you what Angela said.
And be okay, go ahead.
I'm changing the things I cannot accept.
I'm changing the thing.
I like that. But at the same time, Angela,
She talking about
black power or something like that.
Type
I feel it, and I love that perspective.
Yeah, yeah. There's some shit you just can't put up with.
Yeah, and yeah. I won't.
But do have the serenity, you know, to let go of the things you cannot control. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You went to school, you got that degree, but you cannot control, you know, the job market. You can't force somebody to hire you. You must take what comes to you.
I think once we realize
our abundance,
I think once we realize that we can only control ourselves and so many things, like things outside of us, we can't control.
I can't even control my kids, bro.
But you gain so much power from that. It's like some people may see it as giving up,
letting go and giving up can. It's like they live next door, but it's not the exact same
at
thing,
all. Very different things. Very, if you know, you know. True.
If you know, you know. Giving it up is not, what do you say in the song Mango?
Giving it up is not giving it up. Because I love you.
I don't think I can fuck around and do that though. I tell you that all the time. I don't think I can do it.
If I had some other dude. What would you do?
You can go be with the nigga. Go be happy.
Never.
Go be happy.
Never.
Anyways, yo, back to the subject. Like I said, letting go and giving up is two different things. Yeah. And we just want y'all to be free. Free, not woke, brother.
Free, not woke.
And sisters, free, not woke. You know what I'm saying? Free your mind up and you can really start to see the possibilities out there. Don't ever call yourself too many things. There are some labels you should stay away from. Don't call yourself broke.
Definitely.
I never fucking baby, call yourself broke.
Baby, that's one of my pet peeves.
Hate to hear motherfuckers say I'm broke.
I have people be like, I'm broke. I be like, listen, don't say that. I have a friend who says
that.
I be like, hey,
say that in this
you
house,
are not broke.
No.
You are not broke. Like, we don't use that. We don't say that word.
We are not broke. We are not ugly. We are not useless. There's some labels that you should never say in words. They shouldn't just crawl out your mouth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You are abundant, and that's what this is really about. Detaching away from all external things and coming back and attaching to the universal abundance that's in you that you were born with.
Source.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
The source that's in you. The source that's in you created everything around you, so I know you can get it done.
I know you can.
You can think about, you know, the universe has took its time with so many things that we didn't even fucking need. I know he took his time. We didn't need walls. Like, we didn't need walls. We didn't need mosquitoes.
I mean, we do, though. If you think about the cycle of Earth.
I don't need walls for shit, bro.
Here you go.
I fucking hate walls. I hate the summertime, too. I can barely enjoy a walk for these
You the
niggas,
Grinch, bro.
For these flying fucking demons out here.
This man
is
square
my day.
Up. This man squares up.
I square up
with
walls every
wasps
time I fucking see one. And I have no shame. We'll do it in front of anyone.
None.
I
just be
it.
Like, child.
Don't give a damn.
Whose man's is
but
this?
That's my point. The universe took so much time with little bitty things. Like,
yeah.
Making
so
sure.
Detailed.
Just so detailed about everything. Every little thing. So I know the universe took their time with you and having abundance inside you. You can get everything done.
You're capable.
And you are enough now.
You're
Not
worthy.
When you get the car. Not when you get the job.
Say it.
Not when you get the house.
Say
it. Not when
it.
You get the partner.
Say it.
Not when you get them clothes or that status. You are enough now. You already that.
You already that.
I wish somebody would have told me that when I was younger.
Oh my God. I wish somebody would.
Told me I was that already.
Yes.
Nobody did, but I'm here to tell you today, you are already enough. Me
You're
and you.
You're enough.
Take me out for dinner.
Take me out for dinner, baby.
I think that's
that was pretty good. On that note, we're going to end the podcast. We love you guys so much, and we, like we said, just hope you are letting go, are detaching yourself from
the pain, the hurt,
from
the
your
label,
exactly
it is,
happiness.
Baby, let it go.
Detach yourself from happiness, from the past, from the future. Yes. You know what I mean? Detach
I'm
from
add,
it
I'm
all.
One more thing in. I told myself this other day. I was like, I wonder do the people that hurt me think about the hurt they put on me like I think about the hurt they put on me.
Absolutely
I know that,
not.
I know that seems like a lot,
they
but
don't.
You know what I'm saying? They don't fucking do it. They have already let go of it the moment they hurt you.
So when you let go, you helping yourself, not them. When you forgive, you helping yourself, not them. It's about you.
Let go of that. You know what I'm saying? And you can be a lot better out here.
Yeah. One more thing I want to add too.
We add shit.
I know. I hate it. Because it made me think about this. We talking about abundance. I was on TikTok the other day, and it was this girl I follow. I cannot think of her name, but shout out to Shorty. She heard it. I don't know where she said she heard it from, but this affirmation, show me how good it can get. When you wake up, I've been saying that every day.
You have been.
Show me how good it can get.
Tell the universe, show me how good it can get.
Show me how good it can get. Because it forces you to look for good. And when you look for good, you're going to attract good things into your life.
Attract good ass things
and
people to your wonderful life already.
Yeah. So when you wake up, ask the universe, show me how good it can get. Or tell the universe, show me how good it can get.
Yes. And that is all we have for y'all beautiful people today.
We love you guys so, so much. We care about y'all. We want y'all's lives to flourish.
Yes, pray for me too. Pray for me. Yes, boy. That's all we got for y'all. I love y'all beautiful people. And until next time, this has been For the Healthy Hoes Podcast.
For the Healthy Hoes. See y'all next time.
Smooth.